Welcome to episode 2, The Cutting Edge, where we dive deep into the world of barbering and the unique stories that unfold within the walls of barbershops. I'm Colin Stutzer, and joining me today is Bobby, the visionary behind a thriving barbershop franchise right here in the heart of Kansas City Metro. Born and bred in KCK, Bobby's journey from local kid to successful entrepreneur spans both sides of the state line, with barbershops serving communities on both the Missouri and Kansas sides. Get ready to hear tales of transformation as we embark on this fascinating journey through the clippers and camaraderie of Bobby's Chris Cuts Barbershops.
My name is Sammy. Been professionally cutting for 3 years. I got introduced to Chris Cuts actually this month of 22. As far as the experience, it's been great.
My name is James. I've been in the industry for about 4 years. I met Bob 5 years while I was in school. The experience here has been formative for me because I was going through a tough time during the time when I met him, and through the experience of being under him and getting mentored by him, I'm taking my first step into ownership. So being part of the franchise, being part of the culture here has been very life-changing for me. So I kind of became a barber to be with my family more, and it's helped me develop into being a better father. So, you know, I kind of use this experience and everything I've learned here to be a better man, better father for my family, be a better husband, everything. So the experience between here and other places I've been, it brings a real loving culture. It's competitive, but it's competitive to help make you grow. It's all love, you know what I'm saying? It's never ill will towards anyone. It's a thing of, let's see if we can make each other be better men and women. So it's been a real life changing experience being here.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, C-I-Z-Z-Y, a.k.a. Collis, which is confusing because I say that every time, because C-I-Z-Z-Y should be what I'm also known as, and Collis is my real name. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Voices of Value, where we go on the road to meet different business owners from around the Kansas City metropolitan area and share their story. Today, we have a gentleman by the name of Bobby. We are super grateful to have him here today. Please go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, introduce your business, and let's jump into this conversation.
Good deal. Thank you, Collis. It's my pleasure to be here. My name is Bobby, native of Kansas City, born and raised in Wyandotte County. Came up in the areas off of 10th Street, 10th and Lafayette, 12th and Greeley, just learning my ways. Got into barbering in 1996, graduated in 1995 from Washington High School. Really didn't know what I wanted to do. I was cutting a lot of people's hair in my house, and people told me about barber college. I went to barber college, Advanced Hair Tech at that time, off of State Avenue, 40th and State Avenue. Went there. Upon seeing other friends that went to the barber college, and I was cutting hair way before them. And when they walked into my house and I'm cutting hair in the house, and they walked in with a big old fat wad of money, mm-hmm. after their first barbershop experience, mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I got to get about this house, mm-hmm. you know? So, jumped into barber college, 1996, 1997, after, dropping out one time, got back in, school allowed me to come back in and, graduated. Went to Milan for Hair Barbershop in West Wyandotte, 7 years. Went to Holtz Barbershop after that career at Milan for Hair. Went over to Holtz Barbershop another 7 years. Holtz Barbershop was both of them was a great experience, both of them, Milan for Hair and Holtz Barbershop. And big ups to, you said don't mention any names when we're hating and talking about them, but I'm showing love.
There we go.
So James Holtz, big brother, who owns Holtz Barbershop, just rocked over there with him and the team over there, of great barbers that are still barbering to this day. and a lot of them have their own barbershops. Some of them are even spreading out other barbershop units and everything, just as I am as well. So we have contributed to barbering big time in the Kansas City metropolitan area, where we're not just on the Kansas side, we're on the Missouri side as well, bridging the gap with our brands, and also at the same time, still showing each other love. So Chris Cuts started in 2009 in Merriam, Kansas, small little community out in Johnson County. We went there. And a lot of people felt that we weren't going to do good because they were like, man, that's a little racist, a little pocket over there. But we took our brand over there right off of Johnson Drive and I-35, and we blew up. We had a 5-chair barbershop. I'm not going to say it just happened overnight. It was rough. We had a lot of down times. We had a lot of tough, difficult times of not seeing clientele, but learning how to build brick by brick. Mm. Serving clients with our utmost, with our full heart, serving clients, and just knowing that, you know, if we treated every single client as if they were gold, you know, and just like what your podcast name is, Voices of Value, you know, this thing is about adding value, you know, and so we were like, hey, we got to treat every single client, you know, with love and attention. And so we approach every single haircut like that. That was the beginning of building a strong brand for the name Chris Cuts.
I love it. Let's dive in right there. When we think about barbering, when we think about hair care industry, you know, there, it feels like sometimes there's a shop on every corner, right? In certain neighborhoods,
oh, yeah.
Right?
You big know? Time.
Feels like there's a shop on every corner, and
especially
so,
in Atlanta.
Yeah, man, especially in Atlanta. If you drop through, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, barbershops so, across the street,
right across from the street from each other. You know, how do you avoid? I don't even know if avoid is the right answer, but or the right question. But how do you avoid competition and focus on the walls within? Right.
Yeah.
You know, you got the four walls. You have the community of barbers in there. What did you learn in those first, you know, 10 years at Holtz Barbershop, you said?
Holtz Barbershop
and at
Milan for Hair.
What did you learn inside of those four walls that you took with you to Chris Cuts and we're kind of like, all right, we got to focus on this culture and avoid everyone else around us and let's just stay locked in on what we got here. Like, how did you shape the culture that you were trying to build inside of your four walls to actually garner clients? Like, how are you going out there and getting people to come in there? I know that's a twofold question, but let's start with the culture of Chris Cuts. Did you write it down? Like, this is our brand. This is what we're going to do. This is who we're going to be like. Or was it like, I'm going to be me and the barbers in here are going to pick up on that energy and the clients. So dive
good
into
question,
the culture.
Good question. Well, I'll tell you this, you know, the beautiful thing about barbering is that the clients come in and tell you exactly what they're not receiving. You know, the clients come in and they tell you, you know, they'll tell you, oh, went over here, you know, they're selling drugs over here. Mm-hmm. Went over there, they're doing this over there. Went over here, got cussed out by the barber, mm-hmm. you know, and so on and so forth. The clients come in, but it's a twofold thing as well, because you got clients out there that are just as rude. So it's like, you just don't take what the client says and say, oh, you know, run with that. It's understanding there's an equilibrium to everything, you know, and finding that equilibrium, you know. And then placing that within your identity, you know, as far as, okay, what am I going to start standing for? How am I going to serve people? You know, what am I going to put in my repertoire? You know, that I'm hearing several clients say, you know, I don't just got this one client saying it, but now I got more than over six clients mm-hmm. who've told me this is missing. Am I going to pay attention to that? Am I going to answer that? Am I going to bring a solution? And that's where my mind clicked, was that, okay, you know, like with Chris Cuts, our montage is good music, good vibes, great cuts at Chris Cuts, you know? And so that's what we focus on. Good music. You know, you walk into our locations, we're playing good vibe music, you know, good vibes, you know, we're big on everybody. Come on, be happy. There seems to be thankful and grateful for, you know, in life, you know, you know, if you got this many clients today, be grateful, because you know what? Now you can build on to that. You can mm-hmm. build on to that. You can get more clients tomorrow. You can get more clients, you know, the next week. You know, every week is going to get better for you. So good vibes. You know, great cuts. We developed a system within Chris Cuts where it's kind of like, you know, no barber left behind, where we just don't look at our staff as, hey, you know, are you sorry with them clippers? You know, we look at that person as, no, you're part of our brand. You can't be jacking heads up in here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pull you to the side. We're going to help you with your taper. We're going to help you with your techniques. We're going to help you with all those different things. At Chris Cuts, we help our staff.
Because it's a family. Like, I think it's important to, you know, sometimes that word can be overused, family, community. But if you really think about it, you know, your last name, like your name, is the most powerful thing. Ooh, you're walking through life with, man.
Yes.
If someone's like, oh yeah, Bobby, remind me of your last name real quick.
Terry.
Terry. Okay. So somebody's like, you know, them Terry boys, they're a problem.
Hey, watch out. Watch out.
Yeah. Watch out. Hey, you know, this or that, like that carries its weight wherever it goes. You know what I'm saying? And you, if that's not how you want to be looked at, then you got to make sure your last name is the brand, is the energy that you want to move with. So it's the same thing with the brand name. The brand name is your last name. You're walking yes. through that. You're walking. Yes. You're going through life with that. If one barber mess your hair up or mess somebody's hair up in the shop, every barber suffers
that
the consequences.
That whole brand.
Exactly.
I tell my team all the time, like, you know, if you jack somebody's hair up, they're not going to say, don't go to that barber. Don't go to that barber at that barber shop. They're going to say, don't go to that barber shop.
Yeah.
Don't go to that barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we all function like that, you know, where every single one of us as part of the Chris Cuts family, we see a bad haircut walking towards the door. We'd be like, no, come back. You come back here. Mm-hmm. And we'll get that customer, drape them, and then we'll bring the other barber. There's a way that we do things that even the barber that we're training, we're not putting them out there.
Right. It's with love. Right.
It's with love.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of our staff members, I mean, we got barbers now that man, I'm blessed to say, man, are, you know, six-figure earners within the team.
Yes, sir.
You know, because we invested into them, we poured into them. You know, we locked arms. You know, we was like, hey, you know, we're not gonna let you fall. You know, and in reading a lot of business books and stuff like that, because I'm so self-educated. You know, and reading these books, I realized that's a constant theme I see, you know, in a lot of books, is that you can't build an empire, you can't build anything, a corporation, anything like that, if y'all not taking care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take care of each other.
I love that. And that makes me want to dive into the business model of Chris Cuts. So talk to us about, you know, the franchise aspect of Chris Cuts. Talk to us about the decision to open up multiple locations, and then how you plan to, like, keep that same energy within the brand as it continues to grow and more operators want to come work with you and open up their own Chris Cuts. And when some of these other barbers, maybe they don't want to open up their own Chris Cuts, maybe they want to open up their own spot, but they're leaving your operation and are going to either be talking good about your name or bad about your name. So, like, how do you plan to establish that? The operational side of running a Chris Cuts location, and yeah, so business model, and then the plan of growth for Chris Cuts.
Well, that, you know, to get down to that, it took a lot of years, it took a lot of financial investment. Me talking to financial franchise counseling firms, mm-hmm. You know, to understand like how do you do it, and seeing how the process is supposed to be a scaled process. Being a scaled process meaning that you have certain areas within your company that you have looked at, you have critiqued, and you've made sure that you have processes and systems in all those various areas. That's what franchising is about. When you're franchising, you are literally investing into a system, someone's system. So if I invest in a Starbucks, you know, the Starbucks has prepackaged, you know, everything about that Starbucks. I open up the manuals and everything. It's going to tell me where they get the their coffee from. Where is that manufactured from? Where's all of this sourced from? And so like with Chris Cuts, what we have done is identified in a barbershop operation, what are those areas in a barbershop that a barbershop has to be, you know, supplied in those various areas, whether it's due to hair supplies, whether it's due to, toiletries, towels and stuff like that, so on and so forth, more and more, to advertising and marketing, stuff like that. What do we do on those ends? To management systems, so many different things. And so we did all of that. And then we also felt that at one point in time that it would be good for us to, when we franchise, to deal with, you know, investors outside of barbering. And so it's been a tough walk of learning all those different details that led us to where we're at now, where we're investing into the barbers, where we look at, you know, myself being a barber, we look at those of us that's in the industry as candidates, incredible candidates to carry on the brand through franchising. Mm. But it's going to come with a lot of hard work, dedication, mentoring, because our barbers necessarily may not come equipped with a business acumen or financial literacy like that. So we get that. We understand those challenges that we have up against us. So with that, so then we've created systems by which we will meet with our staff, talk to our staff about, okay, are you doing this? Are you doing that? You got to do these things. You just can't be a good barber just cutting hair. And that's one of the misconceptions in barbering. Is everybody think, oh, I'm dope with that fade. I'm going to be a very successful barber. Well, you know, I've done it. You know, I've done it to where, you know, I've had tons of clients, and how much money I'm making a week, really kind of don't want to disclose that and everything, but I was making a whole lot of money, you know, I was making a lot of money and everything, but you get locked into that. So how do we scale this thing in a way to where, as we were talking before, we could provide freedom? So in the Chris Cuts business model, the Chris Cuts business model is about getting you to the ultimate goal of freedom. But freedom is going to come with a price. It's going to come with you mentoring others. Constantly mentoring the next generation, pouring into the next generation. All those different points I talked about as far as what I've had to learn, the school of the hard knocks and everything. Barbara's going through the boot camp of business. Not just in cutting hair, but we're about to put you in the boot camp of understanding business here. Because even when it gets to owning a location like this, right here, 3437 Main Street, we're talking about negotiations, processes when it comes to obtaining a lease. You know, do you know the terminology? Do you understand the contractual obligations? Do you, or are you going to get into something and not vet your landlord? Or if you want to get to the point of buying a location, if you want to buy a location, do you know the business terminology when it comes to talking to the banks?
Yeah, there's so many different resources you need to have. And if those aren't taught to you early on in the process, you know, 5-6 years before you even go and enter that process, you're going to get ate up, you know, at the end of the day, because everyone, you know, is brutal out here.
Brutal.
Not everyone is loving. Not everyone's looking out for you. And to be honest,
bro, I've been kicked out of offices, man.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of offices because I have been able to explain things accurately and clearly. And it would be, you know, the president, you know, of a banking establishment to get out of here, get out of my office. You know, I have real deals going on right here. I have applications and everything of so many people who got their stuff together. Get out of here. You know, and I'd be like, hey, well, can you talk to me about, you know, what do I need to do? I don't have time for that. Get out of here. You know, and I could have took that as, you know, man,
maybe this ain't for me. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where like a lot of people will be early on in the process. It becomes so important to create cultures around education, around feeding into your community. And the one thing that stood out to me about what you said is like, you know, these barbers come into the Chris Cuts, you know, I don't want to use this the family word again, but let's say ecosystem there. That's what I'm looking for. The Chris Cuts ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And these are the individuals we're looking at to become potential owner, franchise owners of Chris Cuts, not, you know, some random dude that pops in, you know, sure, money talks and all that, but we're going to look at our family first. We're going to look in our ecosystem first. They understand the brand. They understand the culture. We've been educating them for the past 3 years. We've been giving them the resources. We've been investing in them. So who's going to be the most likely person to succeed with this brand and move on with it and expand it in St. Louis or expand it in other parts of Kansas City, expand it through Iowa? It's not going to be the person who doesn't understand it at all and just has the money and comes in. But it's going to be from inside. So I love that. I love that. And you said freedom is the end goal at the end of the day. You know, giving a nice cut, awesome. Having a location, dope. But freedom is the end goal for you know, those in this ecosystem. And you said freedom comes with a price. And typically that price is painful. So I want you to think about one or two extremely painful situations you are comfortable sharing that you've had to go through over the past 27 years. By the way, 27 years ago, I was born. Just wanted to drop that in there. I just want to drop that in there for you real quick, boss. But well, one or two painful situations you had to pay for, the price you had to pay to get right now. And you still have another 20, 30 years ahead of you that you're going to continue to grow in this. But for right now, one or two painful situations that come in your mind.
Man, I would, you know, definitely would definitely talk about, you know, just if you don't got your financial paperwork together, you know, and even when it gets to a point where you do get your paperwork somewhat together, but the banks won't necessarily mess with you, but you have predatory lenders out there and you don't know the difference. And there was a time within the life of the company that I took out a couple loans, you know, small terms, very short terms, interest rate high. If it wasn't for like our business, the brand being as strong as it is, I mean, that was enough to almost tank us, mm-hmm. you know, because we were expanding. We're doing a time where we're expanding. It was around 2018 to 2019. We're expanding from Shawnee to our second location, Independence. And in doing that, I didn't understand as far as the different jurisdictions in the city. And so I just went out there to Independence thinking, oh man, we're going to walk in here. We're going to open up this barbershop. Things are going to be great. Going out there and starting to see the man that paperwork wasn't being filed quickly. Stuff was being holed up at a certain desk. Things that were going on that I'm like, man, you know, why aren't things, you know, moving quickly? You know, to where it was really affecting our timeline on when we wanted to open up that location. So stuff like that, man, it really brought a strong financial toll on the business, on my pockets, period. And but we were able to make it through it. But it was a lot of perseverance. It was a lot of having to just push and believe and not lose faith, not lose heart. You know, when you're looking at the bank account, and you're like, oh, dang, you know, man, 10,000 was just taken out. Boom. Just like that, you know. And like, okay, how are we going to rebound? How are we going to get, you know, more money, access to more cash flow, access to more revenue, capital, stuff like that. And I've learned a whole lot because it was just through those things. It was that. And it was one time where even after we got everything going and our barbershops just flowing, Missouri State Board of Barbering walked into our location at Independence and literally cleared out our whole entire staff down to two barbers. We're operating at 10 barbers. Yeah. And man, we're just humping. We're just doing good. And all of a sudden, because we had some guys didn't get their licenses together and stuff like that, came right on in there and just totally cleared the shop out.
Yeah.
And so then we had to rebuild. And that was around 2022. I think that was a little bit right after COVID.
Yeah.
And so COVID also was the shutdown. Mm-hmm. And so I mean, it's those, but there's many other struggles and everything. Yeah. But I would say entrepreneurship is about constant perseverance. You have to love what you do. You have to love what you do because everything's not going to go the way you want it to go every single time. You know, everything's not going to flow the way you want it to. But But yeah, those are some difficult times that had me sometimes at night, you know, shivering.
Shivering. Yeah. You know, there's so many questions I want to ask you. I'm gonna finish with some final two. You know, you just kind of touched on this a little bit, but I think it's kind of important to go deep on the challenges of business. And so it doesn't have to be specifically about, you know, the hair care industry itself, but what are, you know, 2-3 reasons running a business sucks? Like I it's always, you know, glorious freedom, cash flow, like all this good talk. And at the end of the day, I am trying to promote more entrepreneurship and I am trying to highlight the good of the stories, but there's a lot of that. So what are 2 reasons you feel like running a business just sucks? And just keep it real, you know, keep it real with the folks.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And I'm glad you asked that because I was just looking at a post this morning by someone on Black Wall Street that she said that, you know, we need to talk about those things that you asked, that the questions that you asked. We need to talk about that more because we always glamorize entrepreneurship. Oh, you know, I got the bread, you know, all that, you know, just look, you know, look at all this and that. But everything takes. So you asked what sucks. What sucks is that. You have to make all the decisions. You know, you can't run over here and over there to get an answer from someone else. If you make a mistake, that's on you. You have to own that. Number two, you have to be your own person. You have to believe in yourself. You can't run over here and there and grab energy from over there. You have to be the energy. If you're gonna, if you're talking about start your own brand, all right, then get ready to be a lifelong energetic person that has to empower that brand, that has to empower everybody that's in there. Because everybody's not gonna, you know, slap your hands and say that you're cool every single day. You know, people, it doesn't work like that. You know, there's sometimes you got to hold your head up and you got to be strong, even when everybody's looking at you crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, or someone don't agree with a certain decision that you made. What sucks is sometimes the partnerships that you create, don't work out the way that you want them to. You'll have a certain, as far as a picture within your mind, as far as how some things should work out. But that other individual or that other corporation has something different in mind. And things can change, or certain things are not delivered the way they're supposed to. At the end of the day, that falls on you. It falls on you. So as the owner, you have to be ready to carry all that. You got to be ready for that. You have to wake up every single day, and you got to say your affirmations. You got to hold true to your own mission statement as it pertains to who you are, you know, and then once you do that, you're good.
I love it. Those were all great. You know, like I said, I have 50 million questions. We could go for 2-3 hours. I can tell already. I love your energy. I love the way this shop looks. I'm sure the other shops look just as amazing. For the listeners out there, if you're watching this, make sure you visit Chris Cuts. And before we sign out today, please let the people know what you really want them to know about Chris Cuts, what you want them to know about Bobby, and where they can find you as well. So where can they find your locations? What's one thing you really want people to know about Chris Cuts and the future of Chris Cuts? And then same thing for yourself.
Cool. Straight up. Thank you, Carlos. Well, you can find Chris Cuts. Just go straight to Google, put in Chris Cuts. I mean, we come up quite easily. You can go to chriscuts.com, check out our website. You can go to Instagram, Chris Cuts Barbershop. Check us out there. We got booking links, you know, all on there. We have excellent, incredible barbers at each and every single location that's ready to serve people. Our whole mission and purpose with Chris Cuts has been this: to serve communities of all walks of life, from every single background, every single ethnicity. We want to create a haven for all kinds of people. And so at our other barbershops, the beautiful thing about our barbershops is you walk in, you see diversity. You see diversity all around. We have multi-generational, also multi-ethnic. So you can walk in, see the Latino brothers, you see the black brothers, you see the white brothers, you see the all in between, Asian brothers, Polynesian brothers. You see everyone, you know, just up under the same roof, love, you know, and everything. Families being serviced, you know. And so so I just want everybody to know that Chris Cuts is a brand that has been built to serve the communities and where it's at, and to also raise entrepreneurs through the trade of barbering, you know, taking barbers from behind a barber chair and then also creating partnerships with those barbers so that those barbers, we can start showing them the path of what freedom looks like, you know, from scaling from behind that chair, because we want them to be able to take care of their families and take care of their families well.
I love it.
So that's who we are in a nutshell. Good music, good vibes, great cuts at Chris Cuts. That's our mantra. And we're here to serve in every single community that we're in. And we have a vision, a very scary vision. Because if you're not scared, then your vision ain't nothing, you know. And so we have a vision to go worldwide. And we're going to do that.
I love that. I love that. Bobby, thank you. This is a great conversation. I look forward to getting my hair cut by you in the next few weeks. I hope everyone that's listening to this right now drops into some Chris Cuts locations, whether it's Independence, whether it's Shawnee, whether it's down here in Kansas City, right in the heart of the city. Pull up, say what's up to my guy Bobby, tell him Colin sent you. Again, thank you, sir. Knock the microphone out. 5-star review, subscribe.